Yeah, okay. K-E-A-T-K. Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't watched it much of Palmer's stuff, but I want to watch it now. Very interested in what he's done. I think where he's located, wasn't he over in Maryland or New England or something? I think he said he had a very short season for nectar flow and stuff. In fact, I don't know if it was Palmer or another fellow over that way that I read his stuff some years back or watched videos that said that they actually only have like one nectar flow in the spring, and that's it. They're done for the whole year.
That commercial is taking out all the head flows and stuff too, so he's getting closed in on over there. I don't envy his situation, but I'd like to get some of the genetics that he produces. He's quite the character. When I listen to him, he reminds me of the aardvark, the ant in the aardvark.
I don't remember that so much, but I find it humorous that you say that.
Hey, Ant, come over here, Ant.
I mean, I just watching his video about his woodenware and how he explains stuff and everything, and he's got his own style, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, I had some conversations with a few guys that were definitely high-end sideliners today, and they're all saying the same thing that I'm saying, and people say, oh, the small hive beetles in those all plastic frames and with the foundation built right on, it's just horrible. Well, these guys weren't saying that, and I was telling you, you know, well, it wouldn't take much to fill them holes up full high-temp silicone and be done with that problem. But they're a little bit flimsy, but what Leo was saying is he uses them, and rarely does that anything come loose, and he likes to recoat them thick, just like I was talking about, because he said, boy, when you get them thin-coated ones, they get bored. He says, if there's not a flow on, they get bored, and they'll peel that stuff right off there. I said, yeah, that's why I like to roll that stuff on thick. He said, I agree.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, there's that 21B or whatever. They're family-made frames. They look like they're more rugged and heavy-duty than the acorns, and they're food-grade plastic. The acorn stuff I haven't looked at too much, but I didn't notice anywhere where they talked about it being food grade, if that matters, you know.
How much plastic's going to be exposed when you roll that wax on there thick? And there, it's all food grade. It's pet plastic. It's the number two in the recycling, and it all, you know, you can reuse it over and over. And when you roll that wax on there, it's not there's nothing exposed to it anyways.
Yeah, it's only around the edges where it touches, you know. But, now I didn't look at a picture side by side, but I looked at the 21B stuff first because I didn't remember the name, but when you told me Acorn, I looked at theirs, and, man, their frames, they're real slender, looks like the construction of the framing elements, whereas the other one looks beefier. You know, I don't know that it matters, and when it boils down to it, I'd probably just go with whichever one is less expensive, you know.
There you go. That's what's closest to my heart. And like I said, if I have to cap them little end holes where it's perfect for hive beetles to get in, nothing. You know, I wouldn't be worried about it. I'd get one of those pneumatic caulk guns, and I'd get the cheapest high-temp silicone caulk I could get, and I'd drill a tiny little hole in the end and just start blowing that stuff in the grooves and then taking a popsicle stick and flattening it out and calling it good. And then get them not even coated, right? And like I said before, you know, solar wax melters would be a good way to get that wax and get it cheap, and then purify it in the turkey fryer, and then even roll it from there. I use that to roll that, and then that little to do those little guys in those little plastic frames. I was using that little mini crock pot and little paintbrushes, KB80OE, to stick them starter strips down. And I'll tell you, I got about 100 of those things built out already.
Okay, KBATK. Well, you know, I was thinking about that wax melter. I thought it was Jim that showed me his wax melter, but when I think about it, it might have been Bob Hollis. But between the two of them, I saw it at one of their places. And I like that idea. It's free. You're not using energy, no cost to you. And it's doing it on the side when you can be busy doing other stuff. It's just slowly doing its thing all on its own.
That's a fact, and that stuff will run right out of there, right away from those cocoons, and then you bury them cocoons under a leaf pile, let them cook, let them compost down, and works, you know, just it works, and then you know, make sure you get it hot like that for the fowl brood, so you don't pass on any fowl brood, and then it's you know, it's cheap. It's going to get your foundation. That's what you need. And I would use it for foundation, full-on wax foundation as well. And somebody asked me about that thing you asked me about, my embosser outfit. Somebody asked me about that today. Oh, you got one of those? I said, oh, yeah. And that's going to save a lot of money, and it's going to get a big head start for a lot of the other things.